Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty back on Monday, taking a couple of days off. Meanwhile, out of nowhere, you hear Christine McVie died of Fleetwood Mac. And then, Paul, I think a lot of people didn't realize how much of a contributor she was to the band as a songwriter.
Well, she didn't seek the spotlight, Larry.
No, not at all. And she's British.
Yeah, and her singing style was so, and her lyrics were so straightforward and honest.
So Over My Head is one of, and you've compiled a list of just some of the big hits that she wrote.
These are just the big hits, and there's another list that I could add of songs that I love of hers that I listen to regularly. But the big hits, The Chain, Don't Stop, Everywhere, Hold Me, Little Lies, Over My Head, Save Me, Say You Love Me, and You Make Loving Fun. That's a three of those songs came off Rumors. Three of them.
And she joined the band when they were assembled a couple of years in. And I think the last time she performed in Pittsburgh was 2018 with Stevie Nicks, and kind of a mismatch of the other band members. Lindsey Buckingham wasn't with them, was he?
I think the last time they went through, I don't think Lindsey was on the tour. I think they had let him go by then.
2018, I believe.
Her, by the way, it's just a little sidebar. Her maiden name was Christine Perfect.
Legit?
No kidding.
It's not a stage name?
No.
Well, her married name is McVie, because she married.
And she held on to it even after the divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
But that is really rare, for those that don't know, for two women to be that dominant in a group.
And unbelievable creative output from two very different personalities. And Stevie Nicks posted a beautiful tribute to Christine. And you could tell that she was devastated by it.
Yeah, as you imagine you would be. But as these aging artists, you know, that one kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that yesterday.
Well, apparently she wasn't sick very long, and it wasn't supposed to be a fatal situation. But we don't know the details of that part. But CBS, Anthony Mason, who does an amazing job, particularly with musical artists, just posted a tribute to Christine McVie.
Christine McVie was part of Fleetwood Mac's classic lineup, the group that sold more than 40 million albums with Rumors.
Do you remember the first time you sang together?
I was playing Say You Love Me, and you and Stevie chirped in with these fantastic background vocals. I mean, I sat there with goosebumps. I could not believe it.
As singer, songwriter, and keyboardist, McVie helped make that magic. But she was working as a window dresser when she got her break in music.
Somebody walked past the window while I was dressing a dummy, and it was a friend of mine who said, "Do you want to join a band?" It's also, well, anything beats this.
The band, called Chicken Shack, had a modest hit in Britain in 1969. I would rather go blind.
There weren't a lot of female blues singers in the late 1960s.
We were living in a man's world, for sure, back then. But I just loved it. Yeah. I loved the blues, and that was the thing that drove us on. Fleetwood Mac were my idol when I was in Chicken Shack.
The next year, after marrying Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie, she joined the band and would write some of its biggest hits, including Don't Stop and You Make Loving Fun. But in 1998, tired of the travel and the feuding, McVie quit and moved to the English countryside, where she'd stay for 16 years until Mick Fleetwood coaxed her back.
He said, why don't you just come on and do Don't Stop with us? So yeah, that's in the end what I did. And looking around at these other four individuals, it was just a mind-blowing experience.
Did you know right away you wanted to come back after that?
Absolutely.
And she did. She was with the band on his last tour in 2019. In a note on social media, the band said she was the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life.
CBS's Anthony Mason.
I'm speechless.
And we're going to talk to Mike Love, founding member and lead singer of the Beach.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boys, and I'll ask him. I'm sure they have crossed paths, but these artists from that era, absolutely amazing. The staying power of their music.
Think about it this way. How many people do you know that are musicians who've written a song that became a hit? Most of them have one or two that people might know. She's got dozens.
Yeah. Extraordinary talent. And will be long remembered, Christine McVie. It's 820 News Radio, KDK, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, the Big K Morning Show. Marty off for a couple of days. Back on Monday. I'm joined by Chris Back from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan. A shocker, Chris, when you hear Chris Letang of the Penguins had a second stroke.
Yeah, second in 8 years, second before the age of 35. I think the important part for me, and I think for a lot of people that are Penguins fans, is to remember, you know, Chris is a guy that keeps himself in amazing shape. And this is more of a congenital heart defect that he's had to deal with that has caused this issue in the past. And I imagine probably had something to do with this event as well. It's not, you know, we typically think of strokes as something, you know, that affect people of a certain level of health or a certain age, right? And this is, I don't think anyway, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, this isn't your prototypical stroke. But I think that's why it's encouraging that, you know, he was able to come back and actually play in the playoffs that year. You may remember, I think it was 2016.
Right. He was only out a couple of months, which doesn't seem possible for someone having a stroke. But now, as I understand, he had a migraine.
Yeah.
Monday, and they knew based on his history to check him out. Fortunately, they did.
Well, and not to sound like a PSA here, but good on him and good on anybody for who thinks they're having that initial sign of something that may be off and immediately mentioning it to the doctor, because that's what got them to act on it so quickly and why Chris Letang was actually at the game on Monday night and actually at practice yesterday trying to coax Mike Sullivan and letting him on the ice. You know, he still feels that good. And I think, again, it's a rude awakening for all of us, even those of us that know Chris Letang had this issue 8 years ago, that, hey, these kind of issues can pop up with anybody, even a world-class athlete.
But it apparently is mild enough where they're encouraged.
Yeah.
And he could come back this year again.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, they say indefinite. And for a lot of fans, they go, oh, what's, you know, what's indefinite? I think, you know, give this, you know, last time he was back in what, 3 or 4 months? Give this at least a month, you know? And I'm not trying to put a timetable on it. I'm sure they won't either. But let's get Chris Letang back and feeling, you know, 100% again. He may think he feels 100% already, but let the doctors work through whatever diagnostics they have to work through. I think, like you, I'm encouraged he's back by the end of the season. Who knows? Maybe even back, you know, by the All-Star break, which is in late
January. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, so hopeful that he's back on the ice, definitely, because he's a good guy. He's a part of this veteran core that they've committed to now, you know, to even if it sounds a little callous, bring it back to hockey here. He's a part of a power play that hasn't really been able to find itself in the last month and a half since the first 2 weeks of the season passed. And that's something they've got to figure out if they're going to go from being a team that's treading water on the periphery of the playoff picture to being the traditional powerhouse that we know they're capable of being.
While I have you, we're with Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan. It's championship weekend in college football. And then after that, all of the bowl revelations will come out. So the feeling is what? Pitt? Pinstripe, maybe?
I've seen that projection. Pinstripe. I've seen people say if things don't fall their way, if teams get chosen over them, maybe it's Annapolis and the Military Bowl. That's like the low-end projection, high-end projection. Yeah, Sun Bowl would be nice. I think Pitt fans know what that's like and enjoy the atmosphere out there.
And what about Penn State?
So here's what's being bandied about in the Big Ten circles. And I'm a Penn State guy, so I've heard a couple of these rumblings. Ohio State just went to the Rose Bowl last year. So if Ohio State does not slide back into the playoff, you know, and maybe a USC loss to Utah tomorrow night, Ohio State and the Rose Bowl have basically looked at each other and said, hey, it was fun, but we got to get back to our better halves. And so Ohio State may end up in, the Orange Bowl, for example, against Clemson, which is still an attractive matchup for them and their fans. And Penn State might end up in the Rose Bowl. And certainly if Southern Cal loses to Utah and Ohio State's back in the playoff, then Penn State's a shoe-in for the Rose Bowl. I don't think there's anybody in State College or Happy Valley that wants to go back to the Cotton Bowl to play another Group of Five team, which is what it would be. So their fingers are crossed and people are knocking on wood that they somehow end up in Pasadena.
Well, thank God there's no longer the Pullen Weed Whacker Bowl.
It was the Weed Eater Bowl. There's just careful, Larry, okay? You want to limit the use of whacking around here.
All right. Chris Mack, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the update.
Thank you,
on
Larry. Appreciate it as always.
The Weed Eater Bowl. I had that wrong, Kath. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Happy holidays from the power of Bowser. I was looking at some of the titles of some of the bowls. There's still some goofy ones out there, but the Pullen Weed Eater Bowl is it Pullen?
That's a little, yeah, Pullen. I don't know. Pullen. I just know. I mean, I know my husband had one of those chainsaws, Pullen chainsaw or whatever. So,
anyways.
Yeah. I don't know about the weed eaters. We do have some traffic out there. Nothing major, though. That's some good news this morning. Folks traveling over on 60 heading down toward the West End. Once again this morning, though, we're backing pretty close to Weaver Street heading down towards South Main. Steuben Street, we are seeing slow traffic. Not nearly as bad, though, as South Main Street. Over on the Parkway West inbound, we're at Green Tree. Outbound slows just before the top of Green Tree Hill. And we're looking at delays on the Parkway East before Wilkinsburg, pretty much bumper to bumper all the way to the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. 28 outbound is heavier than the inbound at this point, and that's due to a left lane restriction. We're backing right around the Aetna bypass, and that restriction is all the way out toward Fox Chapel. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Now I got to get that list of the name of the bulls, because there's always, you know, some odd names
like the Cheetos Bowl or something. Yeah, there's like all kinds.
Do you want to go to the Tax Slayer Bowl? I don't know. There's a list. Yeah. I'll have some for you next time.
Okay.
Meanwhile, it is right now mostly cloudy. We are anticipating some of the cloud cover to break up, so we'll see some sun, but we're not going to see the temperatures rise much. 35 will be our high. We're in the mid-20s right now, but it feels like it's in the teens with the wind factored in. Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty back on Monday, taking a couple of days off to enjoy I guess, recharging his batteries before we get to the full court press here. We got a lot going on as we get ready for the holidays ahead on this December 1st. And our Hometown Heroes event, by the way, is coming up on December 13th at Rivers Casino. We'll get you details on that coming up. And every Thursday, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's Director of Digital Media on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Rich Cook. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I love this because people always say, oh, you know, in the wintertime, there's nothing to do. But that's not true. You have assembled five winter getaways.
Yeah, cold weather in Pittsburgh, there's still plenty to offer. Pittsburgh has plenty to offer in the wintertime. But sometimes you just like to get away. Maybe Marty's at one of these spots right now. Here are five of our favorites. The Savage River Lodge, it's just 2 hours away in Frostburg, Maryland. It is a blend of outdoor fun and indoor comfort. There's Jim Thorpe, PA. It's in the southern Poconos. This getaway is a perfect place if you're still picking up holiday gifts. Hocking Hills State Park. This is in near Lisbon, Ohio. It's as picturesque as you get, particularly if you like to hike. Presque Isle State Park. Now, everybody loves to go to Presque Isle in the summertime, but this eerie landmark can be just as magical on a frigid winter day. And finally, Getaway Beaver Creek, all the comforts of home, and this is also near Lisbon, Ohio, minus mostly the electronic connections to the outside world. So if you really want to unplug, start here.
Hard for a lot of people to do that, but if you do, I think you'll find that refreshing. Meanwhile,
absolutely.
Over the last few years, there have been these pop-up bars in Pittsburgh, and you've kind of assembled what's coming this year.
Right. Our food editor, Christy Lachlan, took on this challenge. And she came up with 11 holiday pop-up bars. I'm not going to run through all of them, but I'll just give you an example of kind of the vibe. Particularly, let's say if you're a fan of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, there's Cousin Eddie's Christmas pop-up bar at Barcadia and Market Square. You can snap photos for your Christmas cards at the Griswold Selfie Station. You can order food at a neighboring Slider's Vibes. Enjoy drinks like Little Fool. A lot of sap. That's made with bourbon, maple syrup, orange, and ginger beer. Better yet, a portion of the proceeds from every specialty cocktail sold is donated to UPMC, Children's Hospital Foundation, the Ryan Shazier Fund, and the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation. There's 10 other options to check out, all of them at PittsburghMagazine.com.
This week in Pittsburgh history, love this, Pitt running back Tony Dorsett wins the Heisman Trophy.
These were heady days at Pitt football program 46 years ago. November 26, 1976, Pitt crushed rival Penn State 24-7 at Three Rivers Stadium. Running back Tony Dorsett rushed for 173 yards. 4 days later, he won the Heisman Trophy as college football's all-time leading rusher. Dorsett's final college game was New Year's Day in 1977 when Pitt clobbered Georgia to claim the national championship. Later the same year, Dorsett was named the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year when he ran for just over 1,000 yards for Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys. During his 12 years in the NFL, Dorsett rushed for 12,739 yards, scored 91 touchdowns, been inducted to the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, that's a career.
I would say it was pretty good. And he's such a classy gentleman, too. Still around,
Absolutely.
Still helping charities. And speaking of charities, Give Big Pittsburgh. We talked to Betsy Benson, your editor, on Tuesday because it was, Giving Tuesday. And I love that Pittsburgh Magazine assembled, over 500 charities, and how much money was donated that day and then matched by some groups. How did it go?
It went pretty darn well. In the 24-hour window, the first day, 10,000 donors raised just over $3 million to support all of the different nonprofits in the Pittsburgh area. You're right, just about 500 of them. And this is a reminder, if you missed out on it for whatever reason, the portal, which is really a great way to donate to any Pittsburgh nonprofit, is still open through the end of the year. So you can keep giving, Pittsburgh.
And I appreciate that you and your team did all the work to vet these charities. It's a great resource, so...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rich, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Larry.
Rich Cook from Pittsburgh Magazine, Director of Digital Media on our NISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. It's 852 News Radio KDK, the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin back Monday, enjoying a couple of days off. Meanwhile, looking forward to a conversation with a music legend right after the news at 9. The Beach Boys are going to be here tomorrow night. They have a special holiday show at the Benedum, and Mike Love, who is one of the founding members and the lead singer. Man, they've been doing what they've been doing for a long time, and they're their own musical genre. And the show's called the Tis the Season Tour, accompanied by the Holiday Vibrations Orchestra at the Benedum tomorrow night at 7:30. And want to congratulate all of our audience members who won tickets from us to the show. Should be a fun time. A couple of notes, what else is going on around the world? A lot of people talking about this increase, and you heard it in the news with Shelby Cassese about energy rates, electricity, and they're talking about an increase of 50% in some cases. Now, people are already on the edge budget-wise. I guess the only bright spot short term is we've seen gasoline prices start to fall. You know, they've been up in Pittsburgh. It's been, what, $3.99 for seems like forever. So they hold it under that ethereal mental $4 number. If you're paying $4 a gallon, you're more outraged maybe than you're paying $3.99. You don't think of it that way. But they are coming down. So I don't know. What do you do? If it's cold, you got to hate your home. And they're talking about every degree making a big difference in your bill. So I guess prepare to be cooler indoors, which this will fit because my wife, she hates the furnace. And it costs me dearly. Meanwhile, what else is going on this railroad situation that could, you say, well, I don't really care about a railroad strike. You would if you couldn't. You know, we've had challenges. What are they talking about? Shipping issues and supply chain. Why does that mean something to you? Because if a railroad strike would occur, you would feel it in one way and more likely in many ways. But it looks like it has a chance to be settled. The government making a vote yesterday, it goes to the House. We'll see what they have to say. And the Royals visited Boston. They even went to the Celtics-Miami Heat game.
It was a royal welcome for the Prince and Princess of Wales Wednesday on their first U.S. visit in 8 years. Here to present the Earthshot Prize, which honors environmentalists.
Catherine and I are absolutely delighted to be with you today.
The Prince and Princess decided to present the Earthshot Prize here in Boston, partially because it was home to President John F. Kennedy. William has said Kennedy's famous moonshot speech was his inspiration for launching the award. The White House says President Biden plans to meet with the Prince and Princess in Boston tomorrow, though the details are still being worked out. Michael George, CBS News, Boston.
Why is it everything they say in Britain, just their accent, sounds official? Everything. It's 855 KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Happy holidays from the power of Bowser. Cafe.
I wonder how they say Boston.
Yeah. Do you hear when the prince talks? It's like, it sounds, I don't know, something about
it's
it.
It's just classy.
Yes. So, yeah. I say, cafe.
We do have some traffic out there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.